truma you have to wash up until the third knuckle. That's where the fingers are attached to your palm. That's all. The palm itself you did not have to wash. Just all the fingers, the length of your fingers, that's how far you have to wash. This is according to Rashi Shita. What about Kiddush Yadayim Baraglayim Bamikdash? Let's say when a Kohen goes into the base of Mikdash, that he had to wash his Yadayim Baraglayim, how much did he have there? How far up did he have to wash in the base of Mikdash? Also it says, Adha Perak, up until the Perak. So Rashi says, also Minakir, Adha Perak, Rashi says, Ho Elyon, Mokom Chibur Hayavi Azroi. Here you have to wash all the way down to where the palm like is attached to your arm. That's where we wash. And L'chila, that's the way we wash even L'chulin. We wash all the fingers and the palm also until where it's attached to your hand. So according to Rashi though, all you have, this halach is again, by the Kiddush Yadayim Baraglayim Bamikdash, when the Kohen used to wash his Yadayim Baraglayim in the base of Mikdash, Adha Perak, that's the third shear, up until where your palm is attached to your arm. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. So even though the Gemara keeps on saying Adha Perak, Rashi Mashmos, each one means a further shear, a further one up. Now, Mer says also that V'chol Dover Shechoytzeitz B'Tfila, B'Guf, when you have to go to the mikveh, anything that's on your body that makes a chatzitza, that's dividing between you and the mikveh, anything like dirt or particles stuck on your body, you should know Chaytzeitz B'Tfila Shadoyim, the same thing when you wash your hands, you have to make sure there's nothing stuck on your fingers. The part that has to be washed, it has to be clean, there should be no chatzitza, nothing stuck and dividing between, that does not let the water go on your hands. And even the chulun, that's loch here, that koldovish shechaitzis betfila, the guf, is chaitzis betfila shadayim lechulun. Even for washing your hands before you eat regular bread, also you have to make sure there's no chatzitza. You have to make sure if you don't need the bandage should be taken off, if you don't need it there, or something else stuck on your fingers, you should make sure they're off before you go to wash. Now, over Kiddush Yadayim Baraglayim Bamikdash is the same thing. It's also the chatzitza. When the Kohen used to wash his hands in the base of Mikdash, he has to make sure there's no chatzitza on the part of his hands as he has to wash. Now, Omar Rav says, Ad kan l'chulin. He used to point like to how far up do you have to wash for chulin. Rashi says, Mara hoye biyo de kemesha prashti. Like Rashi learned the sugi before, like each one has a different shear. So according to Rashi, when Rav is saying now, Ad kan l'chulin means up until the middle knuckle. That's just the beginning of the half of your fingers you have to wash. And Ad kan l'truma means all the fingers, so the third knuckle. That's how far up you have to wash your hands before a Kohen wants a truma. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'truma l'chumra. Know that even for chulin also you have to wash your hands up until the third knuckle. Rashi says, Shmuel Amar Perek ha-chulin via truma shavin ul'chumra. The Perek ha-shlishi vusha begav hayad. That both of them have to go until the third knuckle to where the fingers are attached to the palm. That's what Shmuel holds. That Shmuel Amar Ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'truma l'chumra. That even for chulin also you have to wash your fingers, all the fingers up until the palm. For Rav Sheshi, Rav Sheshi says, Ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'truma l'kula. He goes l'kula, Sheshi says, no. Even for truma it's enough to wash your hands just until the second knuckle. You do not have to do all the fingers. Halfway of the fingers is also enough. That's where Sheshes went l'kula. So Mor says, Oma bar Hedya, that have a kamina kaim with the Rabami. I was in front of Rabami. The Yom, and he said like this, Ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'truma l'chumra. He also said like Rav, he also said like Shmuel, that you have to go l'chumra, even for chulin also you have to wash until your third knuckle, according to Rashi Shita. Now the Gemara says, V'loy teima, don't say, that Rav Ami, Mishum de Kohen Hu, that since Rav Ami was a Kohen, that's why him it didn't make a difference. He said L'chumra, even for chulin also. Rashi says, V'roga b'truma, since he was rogo and he didn't truma, the thing of therefore he was the Machmir Alatzma Lahago Laf B'chulin, Ken Kadeshi Roga Bo. And maybe because he was a Kohen, so he wanted to be rugged and always washing his hands so good, that's why I said this way. Don't think that way. To Rav Meshio, Bar Bred Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Heve Levi was a Levi. So Yarmen, he also said, Ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'truma l'chumra. So not only because he's a Kohen that's eating truma, even though he was only a Levi, did not eat truma. Tilly Hill, that's the law. You have to be machmir. Even for chulin, you also have to wash hands up until the third knuckle. That's Rashi Shita. Avada Tosis argues, and this Tosis holds no, and that's our minig, the Avada Chilo, we have to make sure to wash hands all the way up until the palm, until where the palm is attached to the arm, where the hand is attached to the arm. We have to wash all the way up. Is that the last sheet of the Pahul Chumram, that even for chulin, you have to wash all the way up. Omar Rav, Neutel Odom es Shte Yodav Shacharis, a person can wash his two hands in the morning. Umas Nalem, he can make it tonight. That Kol Ayam Kuli, even though he doesn't want to eat bread throughout the day, and he's not going to have water where he is to wash his hands, says Lada be Semach on the first Nefilu made in the morning, and Avadi Hishomer washes his hands throughout the day not to become tummy, not to touch anything dirty, so then that first Nefilu helps throughout the whole day. He's allowed to eat bread the rest of the day because of that first Nefilu. This Omulu Rabavino Levini, Tikto the Arvus, Goin Osun Lashichlu Chumaya, Mashadacha Mitzafra Viasno Layu. But Lekuliyama. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue this on the next tape. We'll see clearly this new halacha. Just like in the halacha over here, exactly how to make a tanai in the morning, what type of natilu do you have to make a tanai that would help you for the whole day. Now, just about the machlokes before between Rashi and Tosfos, the Mechaber brings down both shittas and kim in kusim and kuf samachal and sitkon dalid. The Mechaber says, shir natilu shadam kol ayad. How much of the hand do you have to wash? Your whole hand. Ad hakon until the yom shel zroya. That's like Tosfos Shita. It's for Natilu Shadayim Luchulin. Then he brings down a second Shita. Ad mokem chibur etzboyes lakafayad. Where the fingers are attached to the palm by the third knuckle. That's Rashi Shita. The Mechaber says, V'royu lini kadayas orishin. We should be known that the first day like Tosfos Shita, that we wash hands from Natilu Shadayim, we should wash our whole hand up until the arm. However, it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say b'shas hadchak you don't have enough water, you only have exactly mayim mitzumtzim. Then, by the evidence, you could be samech on Rashi Shita just to wash your hands until the end of your fingers. But about lechatchili, try and use as much water as possible, because we know the more water you use, the bigger the bracha is. Not to be stingy upon the water you use for natilas yadoyim. All right, we'll stop here.